Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 5, 2015. I am Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are looking at the worsening socio-economic crisis that has triggered violent demonstrations in some parts of the country, a strike by civil servants, and an anticipated mass stay away tomorrow. Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. And if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call on 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back. We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voandabele.com, as well as voashona.com. Zimbabwe is a nation in crisis. In recent days, we have seen violent demonstrations in Bedbridge last week and in Harare yesterday, where public transport operators fought running battles with the police, resulting in the arrest of more than 80 people. Several police officers were injured, and so was the demonstrators and ordinary people who were caught up in the ensuing melee. This, as Zimbabweans are increasingly getting restive over failure by the government to create jobs and fix the crumbling economy. A recent ban on household goods, including food and building material, has also escalated public outrage. And today, civil servants went on strike over unpaid June salaries. Tomorrow, activists are calling on Zimbabweans to stay home and businesses, schools, banks, and other institutions to remain closed in a campaign dubbed Shut Down Zimbabwe. And also tonight, the United States Embassy in Harare is also sending out an alert to its citizens who are based in Zimbabwe, calling on them to avoid certain parts of Harare where violence broke out yesterday. And joining me tonight live in studio is my first guest, Doug Coulthard, a Zimbabwean human rights lawyer based here in Washington, D.C. Good evening and welcome, Doug.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me here.
And, of course, this is not necessary, but some people might want to know that Doug is the son of a human rights lawyer and politician, David Coulthard. I'm sure everyone knows your dad. I'm pretty sure many people do. And let's get right into it. We have seen Zimbabwe, getting caught up in this wave of violence in recent days. What's going on? What do you make of, what's happening?
Yeah, well, I think, this has really been coming for some time now. This is really the fruits of many years, many decades of misgovernance. And people are just fed up. People, there's no cash. People are having to queue for cash. Now there's restrictions on imports, which was one of the few areas where people were still able to make a livelihood. The government is talking of introducing bond notes, which I think just terrifies people that could just take the country back to the dark days of 2007, 2008, and the worst part of it all is that while people are crying, it seems that there's no response from the government. we have government ministers just curtly responding to the deep and painful cries of their own people. People are asking for the government to do something to address their struggles, and all they are doing is making them worse.
Zimbabweans have been speaking for quite some time now, Doug, and calling on government to address the many problems that they are facing. But everyone is asking: is anyone in the government really listening?
Well, I think yes and no. It depends how you define listening. Certainly. There is no one in the government that that is listening. In that they are hearing, people's cries. There's no one that I have seen who has stood out from government who has made any attempt to actually hear the cries of the people. The Reserve Bank governors agreeing to meet with citizens to discuss the bond notes issue is probably the closest we have come to anyone within government actually giving a real and earnest ear to the people. But in the other sense of listening, now government is starting to hear because. You know, Zimbabweans have been accused of being passive in the past, and clearly that is no longer the case, if that ever was the case. Zimbabweans now are speaking out en masse. They are making themselves heard, and the government is listening in the sense that they are scared now because they can see how people are responding.
Emakhaya lingaba litshona njani luhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lweZimbabwe sibonile kusukela ngeviki edluleyo kube lokutshayana eBeitbridge lapho okutshengisele khona abantu besola umthetho kahulumende lo obavimba ukuthi bathenge ezinye izinto ezigoqela ukudla lokunye okusebenzisa ezindlini ukuthi bangene lakho elizweni bevela eSouth Africa. Kuqhamuke udlakela lapho izolo khona eHarare. Sibone njalo kuqhamuka udlakela abantu betshengisela ikakhulu abemijova betshana lamapholisa. Izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziqale namhlanje ukukhalala imisebenzi ngoba kazikaholi imali yazo ekaJune. Kusasa khona abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezehlukeneyo abagoqela be this flag movement abetajamuka labanye bathi kusasa lingayi emsebenzini esikolo lingahambi abemisebenzi bona abamabhizimusi kumele bevale amabhenki lawo avale njengendlela yokuveza ukukhonona ngokwehluleka kukahulumende ukubusa kuhle lokulungisisa umnotho. Vatereri tiri kusangana muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nhasi nezviri kuitika munyika takaona musvondo rapfuura pachiitika mhirizhonga kuBeitbridge veruzhinji vachiratidzira vachishora mutemo wehurumende unovavhara kuti vatenge zvinhu kubva kune dzimwe nyika takaonazve nezuro vanhu vakawanda vachiratidzira muHarare kuguta uku uyezve pachiitika mhirizhonga apo mapurisa akarovana nevemichovha nhasi vashandi vehurumende vatanga kuramwa mabasa nekuti havasati vapiwa mari dzavo dzalast month. Mangwana masangano akazvimirira oga yakasiyana-siyana ari kukurudzirawo vemabhizimusi kuti vasavhure vana vezvikoro vasaende kuzvikoro vanhu vasainde kumabasa nenyaya yekuti vari kuda kuratidza hurumende kuti haiwa zvakwana enough is enough sekutaura kwavo vari kuti vamugavi vanofanirwa kusiya basa nenyaya yekuti vatotadza kutonga. Coming to you, back to you, Doug. I see you have the Zimbabwean flag strapped around your neck. What message are you sending?
Yeah, so I have the Zimbabwe flag around my neck, so that it's a way of me standing in solidarity with the citizens of Zimbabwe. I think this flag citizens movement, which emerged spontaneously out of Pastor Mawarire's video. But has just grown so much over the past few weeks. It's really given a lot of Zimbabweans hope, I think. It's really given Zimbabweans a voice. Somehow it has been able to break the fear, I think, that has held Zimbabweans captive for such a long time. I think it is one of the factors that has given rise to this newfound citizen activism, and so I stand in solidarity with the movement. I stand in solidarity with all of the citizens of Zimbabwe, from whatever political party, whatever race, color, tribe, culture, religion, because Zimbabwe is for all of us, and I think that's the message that this flag has really brought us. It's reminded us that the flag is for all of us, and that just as we can claim back our flag, we can claim back our country too.
Advocacy. Campaigns to really push the ZANU-PF government to the brink have mainly been coming from political parties. But this is a whole, different ballgame, because these are ordinary people saying enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We are tired. And you look at the opposition, it's like they are not there. But, they are taking this a back seat, posture and letting the people speak. How different then do you see this, movement being from the previous movements that have been pushed by politicians?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's been a really important development that has happened, because the appeal of the This Flag Citizens movement is across party lines, and I think many citizens who have been disillusioned, well, they've been completely excluded from society by the ruling political elite that cares nothing for them. And I think some of them have been disillusioned even with the opposition political parties, who sometimes have not distinguished themselves from the ruling party as much as one would hope. And so this flag movement has really emerged, as you say, from citizens themselves, people who otherwise have not been involved in politics. And the other thing is that it's been talking about issues, bread and butter issues. We're talking about corruption, injustice, poverty, people's struggling to pay school fees, people struggling to make ends meet, challenging the government on issues and asking the government to deliver what they promised, rather than just focusing only on personalities. This flag campaign has really focused on the issues, which I think has struck a chord with people.
Stay the dog. I must mention to our listeners that we had several guests lined up. We had Pastor Ivan Mawarire, Psychology Mazivisa of ZANU-PF, Promise Mkwanazi of the Jamuga, Sis Chikile, Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, but the phones are playing tricks on us. The lines are really bad. Network connection is really crazy. Nevertheless, silo mlaleli lapha okobulawayo e Country Park. Kunjani mlaleli?
ngiyaphila kunjani ndoda?
Hayi siyakuzwa, ngikuzwela phansi ndunu zami ukuphakamisa iphimbo. Igama mbani?
UNdebele.
UNdebele, okay. Kunjani eCountry Park?
Hayi sonoko dala ngithi.
Uyaluza udaba baba, kusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo bambe, ngiyabonga baba. Kule ekuthiwa yi-revolution ngoma empilweni yakho ngiyayazi.
Ndebele, uyasizwa baba?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa Nkomo.
Ngikuzwela phansi Ndebele, zama kancane futhi ukuphakamisa iphimbo, uqhubeke.
Ngithi ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yeah, I like says it was on the belly, Quebec.
Revolution. Yeah, revolution is a human, isn't it? Isn't that an intervening, a catifal, the wrong way of the valley, no mouth to tan. I
know
the Lanzamuti, Conoco, Owens, Zagada, Edison, Lagiti, Elizabeth, Conoco, one of the Zagada, that is. Number one. Into the revolution, into the sensation, I think we are moving in the right direction. But if you see the results, I am not satisfied with it. But if you study the revolution, I think the Now, I can't really get you and I is a good one. I must see you on Ultras that I want to get it. I am not. Well, I mean, I want to see you on your own. Mine are on IT. You tell me about Zimbabwe, going to population of Zimbabwe, good billion. I want to be a million. We are sad that Imadia Colina is the only one. Kona sikhangela isifundile yonke ayikho elizweni abantu bangathi bayakhuluma sokuthi abachayi manje kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi yi-revolution onaliyana uNkulunkulu sesenza manje okufaneleyo ukuthi akwenze kungasozele zinzwe ngomuntu sizakhuluma lokhu sikhulume lokhu sikhulume lesiyana kodwa niye simvalele uNkulunkulu kwenza intando yakhe ngase efuna ngoba umhlaba lo ngowakhe ayisho wethu Sina singabahambi nje kuphela akunamuntu olabantu abantu ngabakamlimi abantu laba bakamlimi sebethele umoya ngumnikazi umdali wabo ukuthi benze into efuna nguye umdali engeyivale ngomunye umuntu ungazidubule ubulale abazavuka abazakwenza into efanayo kuphela uze usiye
hayi siyakuzwa siyakuzwa baba Ndebele siyabonga njalo ngokungena kuhle
ngiyabonga baba
aha that was a caller from Blawayo in Country Park and listeners are sending us messages here on WhatsApp and Facebook we have a message from Zakaria who says, united we stand, divided we fall. Everything has got an end, and these are the last kicks of a dying horse. Charles Mushwaire says, it's high time things must change in Zimbabwe because we are suffering here. This regime has cost us a lot. Time for change is now, and Mugabe must go now. Philip says, all Zimbabwean youth, we must go back home and protest together. And this other caller, who didn't want to be named, says, people should not run the country by whims of emotions without careful thinking. How can some goods not be bought in South Africa where they are cheaper? The listener there is referencing the ban on imports that triggered demonstrations in Bedbridge last week. And by the way, today, Doug, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa was on BBC Hard Talk. Mm-hmm. He's currently in London, where he's trying to engage investors. And he was asked about the $15 billion that has disappeared into thin air, and no one has been brought to account. And, you know, he tried to defend the government, but he also, you know, said, like Mr. Mugabe, that there was a problem there, and he was blaming that shortfall on under invoicing and you know, other problems. But Mr. Mugabe said it in very explicit terms that the money was looted. I mean, what's your take on $15 billion has disappeared from government coffers, and several months down the line, no one has been brought to book, or at least an investigation.
Mm.
We haven't heard of the government doing an investigation on that.
Mm. Yeah, no, it really it was one of the biggest corruption revelations that we've had, I think, ever in Zimbabwe's history. There is a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe, which we can talk about further. But this is huge. You know, this is $15 billion is more than three times the GDP of our country, and that $15 billion could have been used to revive our dead economy. But instead, it's gone to well, we don't know where it's gone. We don't know where it's gone. But as you say, we have it in clear words from the president, who should know, that this money has gone missing. And mind you, government has sought to blame it on Chinese companies, but government needs to explain, because those companies, 50% of those companies were owned by government. So if those receipts were not being written up, then government bears responsibility for that. And even if it was looted by outsiders, the government is still responsible for that. Many calls were made during the time, during those years when the diamonds were being looted. It's not like anyone was silent. The finance minister at the time was kept on saying, money is not coming into the coffers. Money is not coming into the coffers. Even the ZANU-PF chair of a parliamentary committee was making the same calls, and he died mysteriously a few weeks later in a car crash. There's nothing to fall back on for the government on that. They have to account.
It's crazy, man. I'm told that we are joined now by Promise Mkwananzi of the Tajamuga Sesijikele movement, one of the campaigners who are pushing for tomorrow's Stay Away. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, sir.
Yes, how is the push going for tomorrow?
Things have been going on very well. The response from the people of Zimbabwe is overwhelming. As you saw today, the war veterans, even of all the people, did endorse this campaign as a legitimate and just campaign. And we are really ecstatic about what we have done, the preparatory work we have done, and we are looking forward to a very successful campaign tomorrow. We want to reiterate that this is a peaceful, this is a lawful, this is a non-violent campaign, and we know that ZANU-PF, in its desperation, is going to try and provoke violence in order to draw the people to their strongholds, which is violence. They know no other way to do things other than violence. But we are aware of that, and we have said that our people must remain totally peaceful, but resolute in their action, which is to stay away from their jobs. We are saying that we cannot work so hard for a few people to steal so much. We have so much plenty, to live so pretty when everyone else is wallowing in poverty.
Aha, siyabonga promise aqhubeka ubambile ecingweni. We are also joined by ZANU-PF lawmaker Mr. Joseph Chuma. Baba Chuma, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Thank you. Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Va Chuma vanhu va shatirwa. Hanzi hurumende yenyu yataza kutonga saka masivu 7 taona achiramwa mabasa nhasi. Vamwe vari kuratidzira mangwana, vamwe vari kukurudzirawo kuti makambani asavhurwa, uyezve vana vasaenda kuzvikoro, vanhu vasaenda kumabasa, uyezve vari kuti haiwa yanguva yekuti vamugave, ngavabve pamatomo, ngavasiye basa. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Chekutanga ndinoona kuti Zimbabwe inyika yagara ichizikana kuti we are a peace loving country, we want to promote law. Ndosaka tichigara tichiholda ma elections after every 5 years, sezvinotaura muburiro wemutemo wedu weZimbabwe. Saka inini mbvunzo wangu izvezvi ndokuti ko tadirei kumirira 2018 kuti tipindeka kuna maelection, kana vanhu vachida kubvisa hurumende, kana vachida kubvisa vamugabe, ngavabvisika kumabalot sezvinofanwa kuitwa nemutemo. Why takuda kuita izvi? Because zvandoziyaka vamukwanazi vataura kuti tinoda kuita apeaceful demonstration bla bla bla, but chiripo vamwe vavo musocial media vari kutaura kuti anovhura chitoro ngapiswe chitoro chacho, anovhura bhizinesi yake ngaipiswe, mabhazi makombi anofamba ngaapiswe. Saka apa tinoita kubvunza kuti saka vanoti chibhozi navo vanhu vaivavo vari kuposta under their bana yekuti tajamuka atichada whatever they are saying. But now so ndozvibvunza inini kuti saka ivo vanofunga kuti vachagona here kucontrol, tinoziva kuti at every time kana kukaitika mademonstrations akadaro chero inzi ari peaceful kunopindira maelements even a criminal element, kuti vanhu vanoda kuluta. We have seen it in South Africa where people were demonstrating peacefully but kunozouya zvigirenga zvobva zvaita take advantage. Munhu anga agara achiva TV iri mushopu paTV sales and high up ovati chance given chiega ndichiitora mahara. Saka vachagona sei kuti vazvikondore izvozvo? Saka ndozanditi inini ndoona kunge handiyo nguva yekuti titi ngatiite mademonstrations aya, inguva yekuti ngatitarisei kuti kochii chiri kuitika, what is going wrong. Isusu senyika yeZimbabwe, sevana veZimbabwe, tigadzirise zviri kushaishwa. Haikona kuti tozvitiita madekoi mademonstrations acho ivavo akena shuwaii kuchapinda maelements of violence. And isusu seZANU-PF even panews dza 8 o'clock apa vabuda youth leader vachipanga abuda ichotaura kuti maZANU-PF tirikukurudzira kuti please don't go anywhere near that, instead ngatikontinuei nemabasa edu, because vanhu vakawanda vari kuita mabasa nemaoko avo nekuzvishandira. Saka kana munhu agara pasi achawana kupi mari yekutenga chingwa, kutengera mhuri mangwana, achawana kupi mari yekuti abhadhare rent, achawana kupi mari yekuti angazviraramisa iyewo nemhuri yake. Because we are a nation right now ishina industry iri kufunctiona, and we know my reasons for that. Handio discussion yacho nhasi, but zvanhasi nezvokuti izvi zvaara kuita izvi handizoba. And ukatarisa futi uchidzokera bag, tarisa nyika dzese dzakaedza kuita izvozvo, akamboita nyika dzana Arab Spring dzadzi, nhasi dziri kupi? Where are their infrastructure? Isusu right now we're supposed to be happy and celebrating kuti tine mainfrastructure edu.
Honorable Chuma, please hold it there. We are approaching the top of the hour, when we have to say good night to our radio listeners. But there is good news, because we are streaming live on Facebook and on our websites, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandevele.com. Mr. Chuma and Mr. Mkwanazi, please do stay on the line. We'll be right back.